School's not out for summer yet, but it's never too early to make plans. Librarian Nancy Pearl spoke with Marcy Silman and offers this advice for your kids.
What should be at the top of the list is, what should my child read this summer? So, since that's what I believe, I brought in some suggestions for this week and in the weeks to come. Maybe we can talk about some more books for kids.
You're starting young.
I am. So these are two books, the first two books for children as opposed to teenagers that are part of the Book Crush Rediscovery series. And one is a picture book written and illustrated by Bernice Myers called Not This Bear. And it is one of those books that is just one of those picture books that is just pure fun to read. It has no message. It has nothing to get in the way of just this funny situation. So it's about a little boy named Herman who is going to visit his Aunt Gert. It was very cold, that it was during the winter, and so he had decided in the morning he was going to wear his bear suit and his bear hat. Those are his snow pants and his snow jacket and his a very furry bear hat. So he looked just like a bear, which is funny, as Bernice Myers writes, because that is exactly what a passing bear thought he looked like. And this passing bear runs up to him and says, "You must be my cousin Julius," and takes him home. And Herman has to figure out how to convince them that he is not a bear. And the way he does that is just a delight to read. And then he finally extricates himself from the loving bears, promising he will come back and see them. And he's almost out of the woods, back on his way to his Aunt Gert's house, and running toward Herman. Another bear shouted, "Cousin Bernard, Cousin Bernard." But he finally gets to, as all children's books should do, ends happily, and he gets to his Aunt Gert's house.
This is the Rediscovery series, Book Crush Rediscovery series, is books that you remember and want to see back in print. How is it that you remember a picture book like this?
You know, I read it as a Scholastic. It was a little paperback Scholastic book. And when I spoke to Bernice Myers, she said that this book, when it was published in the 1960s, I believe, it sold 1 million copies. And then nobody remembers it.
Well, now people can read it again. That book is called Not This Bear, which is written and illustrated by Bernice Myers.
Yes.
M-Y-E-R-S. The other book you've brought is a chapter book.
It is a chapter book, and it's for, I would say, the earliest chapter readers. It's a little longer than Frog and Toad Are Friends. Well, quite a bit longer than that Frog and Toad. But if your child's ready for a little bit of a longer chapter book, but written for the very, I'm thinking 6, 7, 8,
very
nine,
basic,
then Mr. Pudgeons by Ruth Carlson is the book for them. This is another book that is purely fun. It is, if you will, a benign, the main character or the title character, Mr. Pudgeons, is a kind of benign Mary Poppins. He's hired as a babysitter to watch John, Pete, and Janie. And it turns out that when Mr. Pudgeons lights his pipe, because he is a pipe smoker, very magic things happen.
Is this part of a series or is this a standalone?
This is a standalone.
Interesting.
Yes, yes. And it needs to just be a standalone. It was originally published in 1951. So I'm thinking that I probably discovered this as a child as well. And again, I have never forgotten it. One of the things that happened to John, Pete, and Janie is that Mr. Pudgeons makes the children in the mirror mirror John, mirror Pete, mirror Janie, who are themselves, come alive. These are purely laugh aloud. But it's what many children, and I was one of them, wanted in their life was this kind of magic where the bathtub flies and you turn on the faucets and different root beer comes out of the hot faucet and grape pop comes out of the right faucet.
Both of these books that you've brought in for different age groups, Mr. Pudgeons by Ruth Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-E-N, and Not This Bear by Bernice Myers they're for fun. They're for enjoyment. They're not message books. They're
right.
Not moral books.
Yes. I think in some ways, and we could talk about this in the weeks to come, there are not a whole bunch of fun books out there. And I think that children just need to sort of hold their stomach and roll around on the floor laughing. I think that's part of what books can give children.
And adults.
And adults, yes.
That's Nancy Pearl. She spoke with Marcy Silman. All this month, they've got suggestions for young readers. You can find more from Nancy at our website. That's kuow.org. Just search for Nancy Pearl Books.